Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Monday morning, Darren Farrell's here. You haven't brought Will Greenwood back with you, have you?
Good morning. Yes, a disappointing weekend, I'm afraid, for the Irish rugby team on Saturday night. I think we're all, that's been well documented and reviewed at this stage, losing to New Zealand. I think it was actually made a little bit worse, though, last night, because South Africa, whom we beat, knocked out the host France. So they're through to a World Cup semi-final. They will face England. 29-28. What a game that was in Paris last night. They beat the French. And England are in there as well. They beat Fiji 30-24. That'll be next Saturday against South Africa. And then New Zealand take on Argentina on Friday evening. So, we won't make any predictions, but it's looking likely a New Zealand-South Africa final, same as last time around. The Republic of Ireland are in action tonight in their penultimate match in the Euro 2024 qualifiers. The Irish meet Gibraltar in the Algarve. 7:45 start, coverage on RT2 from 7 o'clock. And the game as well on the radio on Game On 2FM. Now, Ireland hoping to secure just their second victory of the campaign. 5 defeats so far. That one win was a 3-0 victory at home to Gibraltar. Much attention on Stephen Kenny's future, and it pretty much dominates all the build-up to these games. He has confirmed that his current deal will run until the end of this campaign, which would include a playoff match next March.
You know, I think I have to be realistic. I think it's... you know, I think it was perfectly clarified. Jonathan Hill perfectly clarified it when he said that Stephen will be the manager till the game's in November, and they'll have a review and assess that. And at the moment, that's out of my control. I understood this camp was important to try and win against Greece. We haven't managed to do that. I understand that, and that's not a good result for us. But from my point of view, we just got a contract to the end of the campaign, so I just want to finish the campaign strong. If there's a playoff, we can assess that, but certainly finish the campaign strong and take it from there. I'm hugely motivated to do that, to finish the campaign strong.
Yeah, that is Stephen Kenny. Our correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is in the Algarve. He was at that press conference last night and he joins me now. Finish the campaign strong, Tony. Gibraltar, should we win this one? Will we win it?
Oh my goodness, Darren. If we don't win this one, this really should be a stroll. Gibraltar have played 43 qualifying games between European Championships and World Cup. And they've lost all 43 of them. When you think about it tomorrow, Ray Cipollina is a customs officer. He's 40 years of age. He plays at centre-back. He's going to be up against 18-year-old Evan Ferguson, who's seen as one of the brightest prospects in the Premier League. Ferguson scored in the corresponding fixture in Dublin. If I was 40-year-old Roy Cipollina, I'd be quaking in my boots this morning. Or you would imagine that's the way it should be. But Ireland have struggled. Only twice have Gibraltar made it to half-time at 0-0, and on both those occasions it was against Ireland at the Aviva in the corresponding fixture in this group. And who'll ever forget that game, or maybe we should try and forget that game in Gibraltar on the Rock in March 2019. Ireland won by a 0-0, but if it wasn't for an extraordinary save by Darren Randolph that the Gibraltarians still talk about, it could have been their biggest victory, their biggest moment in world football. So to be even thinking, is it an issue? And yet the way this campaign has gone, yeah, doubts are in your mind. Is the motivation gone? Are they listening to the manager anymore? Because, you know, when the real tests were there for us against Greece, away and at home, the team just didn't respond.
Tony, you're not really filling us with confidence this morning, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you know, you've given it the big build-up, and when you see the Stade de France this weekend and what's gone on there, and, you know, it's disappointing that Ireland went out in the rugby, but this really feels so much like an off-Broadway production, you know? Yeah. I mean, we're playing at the Estadio Algarve because Gibraltar are, you know, building a new stadium on the Rock, but this particular stadium, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere, it's out off a motorway, it was built for Euro 2004 and nobody else uses it. So they're saying Gibraltar, another country effectively, used that stadium more than Portugal or more than anyone else. But when you mentioned Portugal, the last time Stephen Kenny was here with a team was against Portugal. Can you remember that game when things looked brighter? We were 1-0 up against the Portuguese. John Egan scored with a super header. It was the 89th minute and then Ronaldo scored two. And, you know, that was just emblematic of the luck or the lack of luck that's dogged this team and Stephen Kenny almost ever since he took over.
Tony, I won't put you on the spot and ask you how long you've been following the Irish team around, but how does the, is this one of the worst campaigns you've had to work on? I'm just wondering.
I don't remember, and it's been mentioned, the 1972 European qualifying campaign. Tommy Carroll got a goal early at Dalymount Park and it was a draw with Sweden. That was our only point in that group. We were in a group that included a very good Italy side and Austria. But this particular campaign, I mean, you talk about luck as well, but the reason we had a group here with France and the Netherlands is because of our Nations League results. But it was so unfortunate. I mean, France are second seeds in our group, it's hard to believe. They've won every game and they're flying. So it's been difficult. I do remember during the Steve Staunton campaign, losing away to Cyprus felt like a really, really big low. I mean, we couldn't go lower than that today, could we?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Tony O'Donoghue in the Algarve. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Remember that game 7:45 tonight. Let's hope we can finish strongly and get a morale boosting win. It'd be really, really good, wouldn't it? Scotland are flying it at the moment. They're very unlucky to Spain last week, end of last week, but they've qualified for the Euros thanks to Spain's 1-0 win over Norway. So both Spain and the Scots go through. Wales kept their hopes alive with a 2-1 victory against Croatia. Katie McCabe inspired Arsenal to a dramatic win against Aston Villa. They scored twice in added time to win 2-1. Irish writer Richard Howley claimed one of the biggest wins of his career in Oslo yesterday at the five-star World Cup Grand Prix event. He and his horse Consolette du Prelay were part of a 17-horse jump-off and he came out on top. Well done to him. In the club hurling, Thurles Sarsfields and Kildangan played out a draw in Tipperary. Sarsfields won the Cork Championship. The Antrim title went to Cushendall. Cormaclahy are the Offaly champions. Kildaukey are the Meath champions. Middleton won the Armagh title. In football, Kilcoo are the Down County champions once again. 11 titles in 12 years there. St Joseph's claimed the Leashanners. Cratlow won the Clare County title. Shelmaliers are Wexford champions. And Emmett O'Callaghan won the Longford decider. In the golf, finally, Stephanie Meadow finished in a tie for 8th place at the Buick LPGA Shanghai event in China. She missed out on the playoff for the title by just 2 shots.